I am Leonard Whitby and it's Wednesday, April 30, and here's your news at 8 a.m. Monday's Parliament session focused on concerns around the presidency's rising budget from 16 to 29 million, alongside the slow pace of recruiting public servants. Envalde Mateus, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One, says lawmakers also discussed the Speaker's rationale behind the 398.2 million allocated to Parliament, amongst other pressing matters.
Official opposition leader Imps Nashinge slammed the shift of disability, marginalized community and oil and gas to presidency, calling it unjustified centralization.
142.2%, that is what we have now, increase. Isn't this an expansion creating a parallel government in the presidency at the expense of the line ministries?
Windhoek and Malawi's Blantyre municipality formalised a twinning agreement to enhance cooperation in tourism, cultural exchange, sustainable development and safety. City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenya said the initiative not only strengthens municipal ties but also supports regional goals under SADC Vision 2050.
Namibia and Malawi share a long-standing bond built on mutual respect, cooperation and shared vision of a prosperous future. And the signing ceremony does not just mark an agreement between the two municipality, but also really a strengthening of people-to-people ties.
The Education Ministry's Thomas Regional Directorate is set to hold a mass march against violence towards children in the city today. The procession begins at the ministry's head office and ends at Zoo Park via Independence Avenue. The demonstration is prompted by the recent brutal killings of three minors in Okahanja, namely Ingrid Mastor, Roslyn Fabian and Beyonce Karuchas. Minister Sanet Steenkamp is part of the initiative.
This is a very important statement. It doesn't only show solidarity, but it also shows that we care, and not just that, but that every child matters and every life lost is one life too many. And therefore, we will have this march across the 14 regions, and the learners who are not marching will be having activities at school that is related around the theme and topic of violence against children.
South Africa has told the International Court of Justice that the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Gaza is not simply the result of ongoing conflict, but part of a calculated strategy by Israel to eliminate the Palestinian people. This statement was made as the court continues to hear arguments regarding Israel's actions. On the second day of proceedings in The Hague, the SA President Cyril Ramaphosa's legal advisor, Nokukanye Jele, speaking through an interpreter, urged that Israel is breaching its international obligations by engaging in collective punishment. Internationally, Amazon says it will not display tariff costs to customers at checkpoint after the White House blasted the plan as a hostile and political act, although the retail giant admitted the idea was under consideration for its ultra-low-cost Amazon Haul platform, showing a growing rift between businesses and U.S. President Trump's aggressive tariff campaign. Tony Waterman is on the ground for us in Washington.
Punchbowl News first reported the Amazon plan to display how much of an item's cost is derived from tariffs right next to the product's total listed price. According to Amazon, more than 60% of sales on the platform come from independent sellers, many of whom import from China, which is now facing a 145% tariff on most goods imported to the U.S. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.